KSL News Time, 8:39. Means triple team traffic, three times more eyes on the roads out there this morning. And Andy, we've had a tough slog here in the last hour.
We have. In fact, we still have southbound I-15 delays that we don't normally see from 72nd to 90th South. And then northbound side, you've got your usual slowing between 123rd and 106th South, plus another spot at 33rd and 53rd South. If you're going to take 215, expect it to take quite a while from 2000 East around the curve up the hill to the mouth of Parley's. That could take you upwards of a half an hour, Eric.
Also very busy northbound on 1300 East approaching Sugar House. In fact, you're not going to be able to be allowed to go through that intersection because of an accident earlier. The northbound side will be diverted either onto the freeway. You're going to have to U-turn earlier at some point and try to find another way to get up into that area. And you've also got backups on the off-ramp from I-80 eastbound to go to 1300 East as a result. Heather?
Traffic is crawling along southbound I-15 just after Lagoon, almost down to Parrish Lane in Centerville, where we have a crash blocking the right lane and shoulder. One car spun out, is on the right shoulder, but facing the wrong direction, so it looks like a pretty bad crash there. Once you get past it, though, you're back to freeway speeds all the way into Salt Lake. Snowflakes are falling. Fireplaces are crackling. Check engine lights are on. Wait, check engine lights. Don't change your winter festivities. See AMCO for a free diagnostic. Get back on the road. Go AMCO, AAMCO. Heather Kelly in the KSL Traffic Center.